Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Meditation School podcast. And today we're taking a little walk in the forest. If you're watching this on video, I'm actually with my cat. Her name is Imagine, Emmy for short. She's hanging out in a little backpack. She likes to go in the woods with me. I'll take her out in her harness. She'll hang out on a rock in a bush. Hope you're doing well. And I wanted to do this episode today from the woods, so maybe we could sit together for a few minutes in some quiet in the forest. And even if you're in a busy city, you could kind of take it in with me. Before we do, yeah, I just want to mention that actually today I taught a first class in this year-long group coaching program I'm doing, and we focused on setting our goals for 2021. Setting our goals for healing 2020 and letting it go so we could actually be in 2021. And, well, actually, I wanted to announce one of my goals in 2020 was to get a publisher and get my book going. And I did that. So I signed a publishing contract with a really great publisher, which I'll be announcing soon. So then my goal for this coming up year is going to be to get that book published. I'll be sharing that soon. Anyway, here we are in the forest. I'm in the mountains in Colorado. And just recently, let me just backtrack. So I taught this class today on setting our goals for this new year. And here's Kitty, if you're watching video. She wants to say hi. And we're setting our goals today, and it got me thinking about how recently the newscaster Larry King just died, and he's definitely somebody I looked up to when I would do interviews for my other podcast, Energy Matters. And he told this great story. I remember him actually being interviewed, and he told this story about how his whole life, since he was a child, he wanted to be in radio, and he finally got his chance. They told him, it was a Friday, they said, come in on a Monday morning, 9 a.m., you're going to be on air. And he said he didn't sleep the whole weekend. He got there at 5 a.m. Monday morning. He had prepared and prepared and prepared. And then 15 minutes before he went on, his boss said to him, okay, we can't use your real last name. It's too Jewish, too ethnic. We got to come up with another name. And they pulled out the newspaper and it was like King's Liquors or something. And he used that for the rest of his life. But when it was time to go on air, he choked. He froze. And words didn't come out of his mouth. And he turned the music down to announce himself. And he turned it back up and down. And he couldn't speak. And then back up until his manager busted through the door and was like, this is a communications industry. Communicate, damn it. And so he just did. He started by admitting how afraid he was and anxious he was and how this was his life dream. He was just honest with how he felt. And he said there was never another time in his career, except for maybe when he interviewed Frank Sinatra, where he felt afraid. And he just got it out there right away. And I thought that was pretty cool. And I think for all of us, part of reaching our goals, we have to admit what we're afraid of. Sometimes it's not failure. It's success. Can I handle it? Am I worthy? And so if there's a goal that you have in mind this year, maybe there's some fear there around failure, maybe around success. And you could use meditation to start to work through some of that. And we did that in class today. And one of the ways we did it was by first acknowledging what was our really deep down true desire that we wanted to come to fruition this year. And then acknowledging what the fear around it was, what the limitation was. And one of the visualizations I like to use is imagining almost like ice, frozen ice of emotion or limitation or fear around the heart or any other part of the body beginning to melt off as we become honest with how we feel and the direction we're moving in life. Anyway, Happy New Year. It's already almost February. It's already February, actually, if you're watching this. We're still setting goals because we're just coming out of out of 2020. It just like, holy crap, what was that? So here we are. And, you know, I had another meditation teacher call me recently. I have a course. It's not my course. I'm just one of the people they interview for it as like a wellness counselor for Cornell University. They have a certification for wellness. And they interviewed me for it for a bunch of different modules. Anyway, I had a really nice meditation teacher take that course and call me and ask me for some advice. And he said, even though I do the Zen work, you know, the goal, having no goals, I have some career goals and I would like to achieve them. So I was giving some advice on working in this field. And it doesn't have to be a contradiction between being in the moment, being present, and having goals. You can have goals and be present with those goals and feel them deeply in this moment. Now, if you're always living in the future, that can definitely become a problem. But you can plan for the future from this moment. All right, getting off my pedestal of lecturing. You know, this is kind of like comedians in cars getting coffee, except I'm not that funny of a Jew, and I don't have any cool guests. But I do. I have Imagine here. She's hanging out with me in the forest. Say hi. There she is. She loves coming outside with me. So if you're only listening to this and you want to see her, you'll have to go to YouTube. So let's just take a moment while we're in this forest together and chill. So even if you're in the middle of a super busy day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, there's nothing stopping you from taking a few breaths and just tuning into your surroundings. So what are the sounds? What are the feelings? What's the space in the room like, wherever you are? And stepping back from your maybe attachment to all the thoughts that you have. We all get attached to the thoughts that go through our heads, get lost in the movie. So just what is the awareness that is experiencing those thoughts? And can you rest in that place and give your thoughts a break? Let them move. Let them be. You don't have to fight them or believe them or do anything with them. And just relax and see if you could surrender some tension. Just surrender some tension in your body. Maybe you surrender it to the earth. It just drains out of the bottom of your feet. If you've gotten lost in thought, my life isn't going the way I want, I haven't set my goals correctly, there's too much to do, too much responsibility, that's just energy. You're just letting that go. Check out the tree behind me. It's just relaxing in its place, all is well, living its purpose. Great work. Well, for me and Imagine, or Imi as I call her, thanks for hanging with us. Come sit and meditate with me sometime. You could also check out all my sleep stuff if you ever need help getting to sleep. And wish you the best with your meditation practice, setting your goals for the new year. Enjoy yourself.